my utmost for his highest. December the 14th, the great life. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. John 14:27. Whenever a thing becomes difficult in personal experience, we are in danger of blaming God. But it is we who are wrong, not God. There is some perversity somewhere that we will not let go. Immediately we do, everything becomes as clear as daylight. As long as we try to serve two ends, ourselves and God, there is perplexity. The attitude must be one of complete reliance on God. When once we get there, there is nothing easier than living the saintly life. Difficulty comes in when we want to usurp the authority of the Holy Spirit for our own ends. Whenever you obey God, his seal is always that of peace, the witness of an unfathomable peace, which is not natural, but the peace of Jesus. Whenever peace does not come, tarry till it does, or find the reason why it does not. If you are acting on an impulse or from a sense of the heroic, the peace of Jesus will not witness. There is no simplicity or confidence in God, because the spirit of simplicity is born of the Holy Ghost, not of your decisions. Every decision brings a reaction of simplicity. My questions come whenever I cease to obey. When I have obeyed God, the problems never come between me and God. They come as probes to keep the mind going on with amazement at the revelation of God. Any problem that comes between God and myself springs out of disobedience. Any problem, and there are many, that is alongside me while I obey God, increases my ecstatic delight, because I know that my Father knows, and I am going to watch and see how he unravels this thing.